Iraq's Construction Alliance hosted a celebration in the capital, Baghdad, to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the country's victory against the Daesh terrorist group. Head of Fatah Bloc, Hadi Al-Amiri, who leads the largest party in the alliance, opened the ceremony with promises of building strong state institutions, ending corruption, and providing all necessary services.
One of the main reasons that some provinces fell into the hands of the terrorists was sectarianism and corruption. If we don't want to go back to those days, we have to stand firmly in opposition to sectarianism and corruption. We will not go back to those days, and we have to use this victory to build strong state institutions, enforce the laws of the state, provide all necessary services, and create job opportunities.
The event was attended by many Iraqi political figures and regional dignitaries. Iraqi President Barham Saleh demanded that political parties stop squabbling over ministerial posts in the new government.
Following the sacrifices made by the Iraqi people to achieve the victory against Daesh, the filling out empty seats out of cabinet becomes a critical point on the path of reforms. This will be an important message for the political parties to the Iraqi people that we are serious in responding to the people's rights and demands.
During the event, retired General Abdel Ghani al-Assadi, who led the Iraqi Special Forces to many victories against Daesh, reminded everyone how Iraq was united when it mattered most.
We achieved something in the war against Daesh no military force could have done. Military forces take years of training to achieve cohesion, cooperation and understanding between them. But we in the Iraqi army were united with Hashd al-Shaabi and Kurdish Peshmerga on the battlefield and without prior training and achieved the victory.
In 2017, Iraqis managed to put their differences aside and focus their efforts to eradicate and flush out the Takfiri terrorists from their main stronghold in Mosul. Now it seems many are trying to use that example to prevent political discord. While Iraq steers through political uncertainties and much of the country is in dire need of reconstruction, the celebration today has yet again highlighted how the victory against Daesh terrorists has kept the country together and its people united. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, Baghdad.